Hello and welcome to Digging Deeper on Living Faith Television. It's a great honor to be with you once again today, and I'm going to be continuing on our series through different Easter characters today, and we're going to be looking at Pontius Pilate today and really looking forward to looking at his impact on the story of Christ and the crucifixion. And just as we approach Easter and get closer, and we have a wonderful opportunity here to see how the story of Jesus Christ came to happen, how we got the truth of his word today. I'm excited today to share with you Pontius Pilate's impact on our Savior's death. And today's theme will be very much about choices. You see, we make choices every single day. We make hundreds, if not thousands, of choices. Every time we choose to lift our fingers, we make a choice to do so. Every time we choose to roll out of bed in the morning, we choose to do so. Every time we sit down for a friendly meal, we choose to do so. But there is choices that are much more significant than these minor choices that I have presented to you. You see, there is choices such as Pilate's choice in the gospel here, who has eternal implications, who has very powerful aspects to what has taken place. And Pilate's role within the gospel, we will find that his choices had a great impact. Pilate has been known for very little throughout history, but the one thing he is remembered for is his impact on the death of Jesus Christ. Pontius Pilate was a man who didn't make a lot of significant impacts within the Roman Empire. Very few people even knew he existed. But the impact he makes here in this one rule, this one decision, was great. You see, he was faced with a decision to make, but perhaps the most amazing part about this whole story of Pontius Pilate is that his choice was the one thing he's remembered for. He was either going to let Jesus Christ die for something that he felt he did not do. Pontius Pilate felt in his heart that Jesus Christ was innocent. Or he was going to face riots from the present crowd who was angered and frustrated by the Pharisees and the scribes around them. But let's take a look here in Matthew chapter 27, verse 11 today. And let's look at what Pontius Pilate chose to do. Matthew 27, verse 11 says this: "And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why, what evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this person. See you to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Let's pray. Father, as we come before you in your most holy name, Father, we are thankful today that you have given us the option to choose you. Father, we're thankful that out of all the choices that we make on a daily basis, each day we can roll out of bed and we can choose to live a life that is pleasing unto you. And Father, we thank you for choosing us and giving us grace. Father, we thank you for going to the cross, dying for our sins. Father, for as we're about to read, you stayed silent. And Father, you were willing to bear the pain, to bear the agony that I deserved. And so, Father, may my life be pleasing unto you. May each choice I make be pleasing unto you. And Father, I ask today that you would be with us, lead us, and guide us. I say this thing in your most kind and gracious heavenly name. Amen. As we look at the choices of Pontius Pilate, we ask, was there a good option for him? What should he have done? Should he have reacted differently than he did? Let's take a look at those choices this evening. You see, Pilate had been given rule to choose whether to crucify Jesus or to release him. The first choice on Pontius Pilate's short list was simple. He could go with his heart. He could just release Jesus to do what he was doing. He could allow him to walk freely. He could allow him to be the free man that Pilate felt he was. In verse 14, we can learn a lot about Pilate's feelings toward Jesus. As in Matthew 27:14, Scripture tells us this, and he answered him to never a word, and listened to what Pontius Pilate felt here, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Jesus never answered Pilate's questions with words, yet Pilate was amazed. Certainly, we do not get the feeling that Pilate recognizes Jesus as the Messiah, but we do see that Pilate does not see Jesus as a great threat of being guilty. Pilate feels Jesus as an innocent man. He did not see Jesus as a revolutionist that would destroy the Roman Empire in which they were in. He saw Jesus as a man who had done no wrong. So it seems as though Pilate's choice would have been made for him in this very moment. But Jesus' innocence was not the only factor in play. This situation was more complicated than that. The governor's dilemma was not the innocence of Jesus, but it was the reaction of the crowds around him. The scribes and the Pharisees had stirred the pot. They had made many in Rome believe that Jesus was guilty of death. If Pilate simply were to release Jesus, he would have had an uncontrollable riot on his hands. The people would have begun to cause him many problems. Perhaps even Pilate's own life would have been at risk. And Pilate chooses to make a decision that will take his hands off of the situation. He chooses to act in selfishness. Selfishness led to the decision of Pontius Pilate. He chose to leave the decision in the hands of the irate crowds in which were gathered. And in Matthew 27, verses 15 through 17, the word says this, Now at that feast the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. And therefore when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ. You see, Pilate relied on a customary option, the option of giving a choice to the Roman civilization. He must have thought, surely they will not choose this meek, humble man over a true criminal. Yet, I try to get in the head of Pontius Pilate. Perhaps he thought this decision would solve both of his problems. He thought that it would give him a way to provide what the crowd wanted and to protect himself. It would free the man claiming to be Messiah, and it would prevent a riot which would certainly have got out of hand. Whatever it was, Pilate was thinking this was going to be the easiest solution in his mind. Isn't that an interesting thought? Even Pilate, 2,000 years ago, was looking for the easy way out. He was looking for the easiest of choices. You see, I think today we do the same thing, friends. We look for the easy way out. Our choices are selfish. This is just what Pilate did. And the unthinkable happened. Pilate's plan results in the crowd's decision to crucify the Savior of the world. Pilate then took water and he washed his hands from the blood of Jesus, who he saw as an innocent man. See, Pilate had the choice to release Jesus. But the thought of self-preservation kept him from doing so. He was willing to allow a terrible criminal to be released and to walk free over an innocent man, even though the innocent man he felt was innocent. I have to wonder, what went through the head of Pontius Pilate in the days to follow, in the weeks to follow, after Jesus had been crucified on the cross? Did he regret his decision? You see, none of us will ever really know. But what we do know is that Pilate likely stood in this same place as governor often. He likely stood in the judgment seat, judging the criminals. And I bet while judging Jesus, he never truly understood how large the stakes were. See, we know his wife did as she came to him begging him to have nothing to do with this just man. She said that she had had a dream and it was troubling her and that Pilate should release him. So we know his wife saw the significance, but I have to wonder, did Pilate just see this as another day in the office? You see, Pilate's decision was the one thing he was remembered for. Pilate's decision is what sent Jesus to the cross of Calvary, and it stood in eternity. For the rest of the eternity of this world and beyond, Pontius Pilate will be known as the man who judged Jesus Christ. Our decisions today, just as Pilate's, could be in a similar way. Our decisions are significant today. You see, we go about our days, another day in the office, if you will. But we sometimes fail to realize that decisions that we make have consequences. You see, we all know that the law of physics says that to every action there's a reaction. You see, each choice we choose, we make our bed. And we have to lie in that bed. Perhaps we have chosen today to lay in the choices of our habitual sins. Maybe we find ourselves choosing to act in the sins of lust or drunkenness. Perhaps we are habitual liars. We've all encountered a few of them in our life. But our sins have consequences. Our choices have consequences. You see, sin does one thing to us, and that is it separates us from our Savior. Oh, what a scary thought that is. That our choices each day can determine whether or not we grow to our Lord or we're separated from Him. Simultaneously, our sin prevents us from living God's perfect plan. God had a plan when He created this earth that we would live in harmony with Him, with a personal relationship with Him. And each time we choose to sin, each time we choose to distance ourselves from the Savior, we can't live out God's plan in our life. Our sin separates us from the One who created us. For those who refuse to repent, those who refuse to turn from their sins, those sins have eternal consequences. The consequence, my friends, is hell. You see, some of our choices may be small, and some may be large, but we'll make hundreds, if not thousands, each day we live. And the truth is that we can't make those choices in the same manner that Pilate did. We can't make those choices haphazardly. We can't make those choices just hoping that we've made the right one. We have to do so knowing that we made the one that would be pleasing to our Savior. We must choose to live each day focused on making the right decisions for our Lord. You see, at all the decisions we make, we never know which one would be the one that we may be remembered for. Just as Pontius Pilate was remembered for the one decision, the one choice. If you were to go on Google right now and Google Pontius Pilate and the history of his rule, you would find nothing aside from this judgment that we just read. His whole life, every day, every decision forgotten except for one. For Christians, we need to be completely focused on how our decisions affect our walk with Jesus Christ. I fear today that many times we live our lives with no thought about it. I fear today that we live our lives and we don't think through any decision we make. We just do it. We live in a world that's just go, just go, just do. And we live in a selfish world that thinks like Pilate did. And how can I protect myself? How can I make myself look good? How can I live this life without having to make a hard choice? We do not contemplate our walks with Jesus Christ enough in our lives. And we certainly fail miserably in determining how our decisions affect eternity. You see, as we approach Easter, it is ever important that we remember that God has given us the choice of free will. He's given us the option to choose how we want to live our lives. He's given us the option to choose what we want to do each day. He's given us the option to choose who we want to live for and how we want to live and what we want to do. But along with that privilege, friends, comes a great responsibility. A responsibility that many of us neglect. A responsibility that we pay no mind to. A responsibility to not act haphazard with our lives. A responsibility to think about our actions. Let's apply this today. In 1 Peter chapter 1, 13, Scripture tells us this. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Friends, we have been called to keep our mind focused on the things of Christ. So we may keep our minds sober and prepared and ready to choose what way we're going to live each day. But today, I fear that many have lived their lives in the ways of this world. I fear that we have fallen into a trap in which we don't know a way out of. I fear that we haven't realized that our choices and our actions and our decisions have consequences. People have chosen to live a life that would be fun and exciting, and through their choices, they have displayed the same mannerism as Pilate. They have chosen to live selfishly. Whatever feels good, whatever is easy, whatever is fun. But the truth is that in doing so, we've missed the point. People who live this way, their mind is focused on the world. You see, Pontius Pilate made a decision to put the blood of our innocent Savior into the hands of another, into the hands of the irate crowd that was standing before him. And the reason was simple. We can blame it off on everything we want to, but the reason Pontius Pilate chose to put the decision into the hands of the crowd was because it was the easy thing to do. The reason Pontius Pilate chose to put the hands in a choice in the hands of the crowd was because he didn't want to have to stand before the Lord and decide, let the Lord decide whether or not he had done wrong. He didn't want to have to stand before the crowd and be guilty of doing something wrong. He wanted to make the easy decision. However, each choice that we make, each action we take, just this is where Pontius Pilate missed it. Every action we take has consequences, and he couldn't get out of the consequences just because he put it off on somebody else. Our choices tend to show who we are. They could show us as selfish or sinful or focused on us or focused on the world, but they need to show that we're focused on Christ. We have to realize that it is time to make a change in our life. It's that you and I realize that we need a Savior for our sins, for the choices that we make. We've made so many choices. And you're probably making choices right now. You are. You're making choices to watch this with us tonight. And friends, as you're choosing to watch this, reflect on your life. Reflect on the choices that you've made. Have you lived knowing that Christ is in each decision? Have you lived not selfishly? Or have you lived like Pilate? You see, maybe you find yourself here today listening, but you see that your choices in this world are still focused on what is best for you. You have saw that you need Jesus to come into your life and guide you, and I pray today that you make a decision that will change your life. Friends, remember today that every choice you make, it carries weight. When you choose to wake up tomorrow morning, roll out of bed, make sure you choose to live your day for Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for giving us free will, for giving us the option to make choices. And Father, I'm asking today that you would be in the hearts of each one of these people here. Father, I pray that as they listen, that they would know that it's time to make a decision. Father, it's time to choose to live their lives for you. Father, may they not be like Pilate, seeking the easy way out. May they seek your most holy name and your most holy face. Father, I thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here today. I say this in your most kind and gracious heavenly name. Amen.